How do I love thee, barefoot boy with cheek of tan? Very fine is my valentine, but in Flanders fields the poppies blow. A potpourri of first lines is a fitting start to this Poets Weave programme of miscellaneous poems from long past poets. I am Jenny Kander. 1564 to 1616, Shakespeare's sonnet first. Let me not the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when its alteration finds, or bends with a remover to remove. Oh, no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. Seems is by Hazel Hall, an American poet, 1886 to 1924. I was sewing a seam one day, just this way, flashing four silver stitches there with thread, like this, fine as a hair, and then four here, and there again, when the seam I sewed dropped out of sight, I saw the sea come rustling in, big and grey, windy and bright. Then my thread that was as thin as hair tangled up like smoke and broke. I threaded up my needle then, four here, four there, and here again. Walt Whitman, 1819 to 1892, wrote a poem of yearning, A Noiseless, Patient Spider. A noiseless, patient spider, I marked whereon a little promontory it stood isolated, marked how to explore the vacant, vast surrounding. It launched forth filament, filament, filament out of itself, ever unreeling them, ever tirelessly speeding them. And you, O my soul, where you stand, surrounded, detached, in measureless oceans of space, ceaselessly musing, venturing, throwing, seeking the spheres to connect them till the bridge you will need be formed, till the ductile anchor hold, till the gossamer thread you fling catch somewhere, O my soul. A Dead Statesman is by Rudyard Kipling, English poet, 1865 to 1936. I could not dig, I dared not rob, therefore I lied to please the mob. Now all my lies are proved untrue, and I must face the men I slew. What tale shall serve me here among mine angry and defrauded young? English poet D.H. Lawrence, 1885 to 1930, challenges us with Phoenix. Are you willing to be sponged out, erased, cancelled, made nothing? Are you willing to be made nothing, dipped into oblivion? If not, you will never really change. The phoenix renews her youth only when she is burnt, burnt alive, burnt down to hot and flocculent ash. Then the small stirring of a new small bub in the nest, with strands of down like floating ash, shows that she is renewing her youth like the eagle, immortal bird. On the Poet's Weave, a potpourri of poets ranged today from the 16th to the 20th centuries. I am Jenny Kander.